This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا والمبعوث رحمة للعالمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the prophet and the messenger of Allah, and I testify that all the prophets and messengers that Allah had sent are all the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers and my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبُهُدَاهُمْ اِقْتَدِهِ. That are those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided. Allah is referring to the prophets and messengers, so follow their guidance. Follow the guidance of the prophets and messengers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who follow the guidance of the prophets and messengers, in particular our beloved prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, we'll resume and continue with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf al-Karim, Ibn al-Karim, Ibn al-Karim, Ibn al-Karim. Yusuf is the son of the generous one, the son of the generous one, the son of the generous one. Yusuf, the son of Yaqub, a prophet. Son of a prophet. Yaqub, son of Ishaq, another prophet. Ishaq, son of Ibrahim, another prophet. So Yusuf alayhi salam, three grandfathers, or his father and two grandfathers, his grandfather and great-grandfather, Ibrahim alayhi salam, are all prophets and messengers. And we've been talking about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, and as I mentioned to you before, that the story of Yusuf alayhi salam as a prophet and a messenger, in comprehension, and how comprehensive this story is, no prophet or messenger in the entire Quran, that his story has been mentioned in a comprehensive way, the way the story of Yusuf alayhi salam has been mentioned. The entire story of Yusuf alayhi salam has been mentioned in one surah, and it's connected to one another. Whilst you've got other prophets and messengers, most of their stories are just scattered in different parts of the Quran al-Kareem. And last week, we spoke about the big test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Yusuf alayhi salam after the wife of his master, the wife of the treasurer, tried to seduce him to commit the haram with him. And he declined and refused, because if he's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inni akhafu Allah, I fear Allah azza wa jal. And he was loyal to his master, the one that ahsana mathwai, that looked after my accommodation. So Yusuf alayhi salam, later on he was locked up, he was incarcerated. And that was by the dua and the call of Yusuf alayhi salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he was stuck from one woman to a number of women. And we've spoken about this story last week. So now Yusuf alayhi salam is in prison. And whilst he was in prison, he was incarcerated with two young men. And both of them seen the good character of Yusuf alayhi salam, that later on they start to respect Yusuf alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show a miracle on the hands of Yusuf alayhi salam, when two of them saw a dream and they asked Yusuf alayhi salam to interpret the dream. So Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted the dream, and one of them saw in the dream that he was squeezing grapes, turning them into wine. And the other one saw himself in the dream that he was carrying a basket with bread in it, and birds were eaten from it. So Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted the dream, or he interpreted both dreams. And Yusuf alayhi salam wanted to give them more confidence in him. Before interpreting dreams, he told them exactly what they're going to be eating that day, and exactly what he had projected or predicted they're going to be eating on that day, they ate. So they had more confidence in Yusuf alayhi salam. And he interpreted those dreams. And he said to the one that he saw himself squeezing grapes in his dream and turning them into alcohol or wine, he said, about you, you'll be freed from the prison. You'll be taken out of the prison, and then you'll be appointed as someone who pours wine to the king of Egypt. And about you, the one that saw in his dream, carrying a basket with bread in it, and birds were eaten from it, you're going to be crucified, killed, and the bird is going to come and eat from your flesh. And then he says to them, قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانَ. That's it, this is the end of the matter. You're going to be free. You're going to be crucified. So what did Yusuf alayhi salam do? This is where we stopped at last week. وقال للذي ظن أنه ناج منهما اذكرني عند ربك فأنساه الشيطان ذكر ربه فلبث في السجن بضع سنين. So Yusuf alayhi salam had mentioned to the one that he had interpreted his dream to that he's going to be freed, and that's the one that saw in his dream that he was squeezing grapes, turning them into wine, in which Yusuf alayhi salam had interpreted his dream that he's going to be freed and he's going to be pouring wine to the king. Yusuf alayhi salam had mentioned to him, mention me in front of the king because your destiny is going to be a free man and you have the ear of the king. So mention me in front of him and tell him about my good qualities, my good characteristics. Maybe the king will be sympathetic towards me and he'll free me from the prison. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. After this man came out of the prison and was freed, and exactly what Yusuf alayhi salam had predicted and interpreted his dream, he was there to pour wine for the king, so he had the king's ear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the shaytan had made him forget what Yusuf alayhi salam had asked him to do. Not because he didn't want. You know, this man just did you a favor. And not only he did you a favor, you know that Yusuf alayhi salam is an honorable, respectful man. So it's like your natural inclination that you would like to help someone like Yusuf alayhi salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. Shaytan made this man forget to mention Yusuf upon the request of Yusuf. And I mentioned to you the narration that makes mention that Jibreel came down to Yusuf alayhi salam and said to him, oh Yusuf, who remembered you when your brothers dumped you and cast you in a well? He said, Allah. And who remembered you when the women tried to seduce you? Allah. And now he asked someone else beside Allah to remember you? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. Allah kept Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah kept him in prison for a number of years. Some scholars say 7 years, 10 years, 11, 14 years, but an odd number of years. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. He was kept and he was left in prison for a number of odd years. Most narrations indicate to 7 years. Still 7 years in incarceration. It's still 7 years in imprisonment. It's not a small duration. Until that moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Yusuf alayhi salam to be freed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Yusuf alayhi salam to be freed from prison with honor and respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a story, an incident, an event that had took place with the king. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ. And I want everyone to pay attention here. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ. And the king said. So after Yusuf alayhi salam had stayed and he was kept in prison for a number of odd years, 7 years let's say, the king of Egypt encountered a dream. He encountered a dream. But I want to stop here. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention the king and Allah did not mention the Pharaoh? We all know that Egypt, most of the time in the past, ancient Egypt, it was ruled by a Pharaoh, Fir'aun. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of Musa alayhi salam, does Allah say the king or Fir'aun? Allah mentions Fir'aun. Why did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receive this revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Allah azza wa jalla speaks about the same country that Allah azza wa jalla had spoken about in different prophets and messengers? So the same country, the same place, which is ancient Egypt. But when it comes to the story of Musa alayhi salam, Allah mentions Fir'aun. When it comes to the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah mentions king. If the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the one that's orchestrating, or the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the one that's drafting the Quran Kareem, he would have made it the same thing. Fir'aun here, Fir'aun there. When he talks about the story of Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, Fir'aun, because Fir'aun is the king of Egypt. But why precisely when it came to the story of Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun, but when it came to the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, king? Historians say that ancient Egypt has always been run by Pharaoh. Pharaoh means the ultimate king. But there was only a duration, there was only a period of time where Egypt didn't have a Pharaoh that had a king. And that time is in line with the time of Yusuf alayhi salam. Are you telling me that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came up with that information from his own? Impossible. This is to indicate to you that the Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is a revelation from Allah. There's no way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a human being will pick up on, okay, when I'm talking about the story of Musa, mention Pharaoh. When I'm talking about the story of Yusuf, mention the king. No, you're wrong. Impossible. No human being can even comprehend that. But because the Quran al-Kareem is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala been revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the universe and Allah azza wa jal is the Lord of mankind. He is precisely mentioning precise events. So when you read the story of Musa, Allah mentions Pharaoh. When you read the story of Yusuf, Allah mentions the king. Because during the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, it was a king. And during the time of Musa alayhi salam, it was Fir'aun. And these are the precise information that Allah has given you through the Quran al-Kareem. La ilaha illallah. The Quran al-Kareem is the book of Allah. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ And the king said, إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٍ وَسَبْعَ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُضْرٍ وَأُخْرَ يَابِسَاتٍ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَفْتُونِي فِي رُؤْيَايَ إِن كُنْتُمْ لِرُؤْيَا تَعْبُرُونَ So after many years of what Yusuf alayhi salam had mentioned about those two men, one of them was taken out and it was crucified and his flesh was eaten by the birds and the other one was freed and then he became the one that pours wine to the king. Years went past. And Yusuf alayhi salam is in incarceration, in prison, until that moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted for Yusuf alayhi salam to connect with the king. But not to come out as a free man, to come out as a leader. And Allah paves the way through this dream. One night, the king of Egypt sees a dream, wakes up the very next morning, petrified, scared, concerned over that dream. You know, sometimes you might see dreams and you know those dreams are irrelevant. But sometimes you see dreams and you feel, you know what, there's connections there. This time, this king of Egypt, non-Muslim, he's not a Muslim. He saw a dream. What was that dream that he saw? Sab'a baqaratin siman. Seven fat cows. That's what he saw in his dream. Seven fat cows eaten by seven skinny cows. Seven fat cows been eaten by seven skinny cows. So the seven skinny cows were eating the seven fat cows. And then he saw on the bank of the river. He saw on the bank of the river seven green spikes of grain. Next to the seven green spikes, healthy, fresh grains, next to them, seven dry grains. And some narrations say that he saw in the dream that the seven green, healthy, fresh grains were wrapped by seven dry grains. So what's a dream again? He saw seven healthy, fat cows eaten by seven skinny cows. And on the river of the bank, he saw seven healthy, fresh, green, reaped, very, very ripe grains been surrounded by seven unhealthy dry grains. Now the king is so concerned over his dream, so he started to call his advisors, his ministers, please give me an interpretation to this dream is making me very concerned. So what was the response of his advisors? قَالُوا أَضْغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ This is just a foolish dream. Like every other dream, don't worry about it, don't stress, it's just in a dream. There's no concern over that dream. But subhanAllah, sometimes you have this deep instinct, nah, there's something in her, there's that connection there. Sometimes you could forget, but sometimes there's something inside you that tells you, no, you can't forget it. This is something that you need to really look into this matter, or you really need to consider this matter. This king was so stressed over this dream, even though it could be just a normal dream, and it was pressured by his advisors and his ministers. قَالُوا أَضْغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَأْوِيلِ الْأَحْلَامِ بِعَالِمٍ. Don't worry about it, it's just a foolish dream, a false dream, false alarm, it means nothing, and at the same time, we are not the best of people when it comes to interpretation of dreams. Now who comes in? The one that pours the wine. He's hearing the conversation. He's standing there. He could see on the face of the king concern and stress. And he's also witnessing the conversation between the king and his advisors and the ministers. And the king is so concerned, he's so stressed, he's petrified. I've seen this dream, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can someone give me an interpretation? Everyone say it's a false alarm, false dream. We don't know how to interpret. Now what crossed his mind? An alarm triggered in his mind. The one that's pouring that wine. Who was he? He was the one that was living with Yusuf alayhi salam. He was his cellmate. He was incarcerated with Yusuf alayhi salam. Now he remembered Yusuf, subhanAllah. They should have remembered Yusuf at the very beginning, and Yusuf told you to remember him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it otherwise. Even though the shaitan is to be blamed. وَقَالَ الَّذِي نَجَى مِنْهُمَا وَدَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةٍ. The one that was freed and saved, that was in the same cell as Yusuf alayhi salam, that was freed, and now he's pouring wine to the king. He remembered Yusuf alayhi salam and the qualities of Yusuf alayhi salam and the talent Yusuf alayhi salam had, which is the perfect time to interpret this dream. أَنَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِتَأْوِيلِهِ فَأَرْسِلُونَ. I'll let you know. Now he speaks. Where have you been all this time? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he remembered after a long time. وَدَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةِ. Remembered after a long time. أَنَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِتَأْوِيلِهِ فَأَرْسِلُونَ. I know the right person, the perfect person, to interpret this dream that's making you so worried and concerned. Yusuf, أَيُّهَا الصِّدِّيقِ. Look at the connection in the verses in the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention, and he went to Yusuf, and then he sat down with Yusuf straight away into the topic. You connect it. I know the right person, the most qualified person to interpret this dream. His name is Yusuf. So he went to Yusuf. He sought permission from the king to go and see Yusuf in the prison. So he went and saw Yusuf. Yusuf, wa ayyuha as-siddiq. Yusuf, the honest man, straight away. You are the honest man. And I'm coming here on behalf of the king. أَفْتِنَا فِي سَبْعِ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ يَأْكُلُونَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٍ وَسَبْعِ سُنْبُلَاتٌ خُضْرًا وَأُخْرَ يَابِسَاتٍ. Give us the interpretation. Give us the verdict. Give us the understanding of this dream. 7 healthy fat cows been eaten by 7 skinny cows, and 7 healthy green grains been wrapped by 7 dry grains. Give us the interpretation of that. لَعَلِّي أَرْجِعُ إِلَى النَّاسِ. So I could go back to people, go back to the king, go back to the people around the king. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Not only for me to tell them about the interpretation, but this will also give you credibility in front of the king. And this will pave the way for you to be freed out of this prison. So not only do I want to go back to the king and tell him about the interpretation of his dream, but also tell him about you. Assalamu alaikum, where have you been all this time? Where have you been all this time? Now? Yusuf didn't say that. Qala tazra'una sab'a sinina da'aba fama hasattum fadharuhu fi sumbulihi illa qalila mimma ta'kulun. So he gave him the interpretation of that dream. Pay attention. He said that you will plant 7 years from now to 7 years. You're going to have the first 7 years. The first 7 years that are about to come, that are going to be 7 healthy years. A lot of rain, a lot of agriculture, a lot of plants, a lot of crops, a lot of food. You're going to have 7 healthy, good, successful years. But followed by what? 7 dry, drought, unhealthy years. So now you could see the interpretation. So the 7 healthy cows are the 7 years. They're about to come. 7 healthy years, beautiful years. Rainy. Best of plants, crops, food, agriculture. Best of farming. But then it's going to follow the 7 years, another set of 7 years, dry years. Dry years. Drought. So the first 7 years, good years. Followed by 7 bad years. Okay. ثُمَّ يَأْتِ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ يَأْكُنَّ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنَّ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تُحْسِنُونَ. So you're going to have the first 7 healthy years, followed by 7 unhealthy years. The 7 unhealthy years will eat into all the grain and all the plants and all the crops that you had planted and harvested in the first 7 years. Then what's going to happen after that? You've got the first set of 7 years, healthy ones, followed by the second set of unhealthy 7 years. Then a year will come. A year will come after the second set of 7 years. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ عَامٌ فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسُ وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ. Then 1 year will come after the second set of the unhealthy years that will make up for the 7 years that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a lot of crops and a lot of rain and a lot of agriculture and a lot of plants and a lot of this and a lot of that. So the first 7 years, healthy. Followed by 7 years, unhealthy. Followed by 1 healthy year that will make up for the 7 years. But subhanallah, Yusuf alayhi salam, from his wisdom, not only that, he had interpreted the dream. He interpreted the dream and gave him solutions. He said, تزرعون سبع سنين دابا فما حصدتم فذروه في سنبله إلا قليلا مما تأكلون. Because you're going to have the first 7 years, which are healthy years, followed by 7 drought years, I suggest in the first 7 years, stock up as much as you can for the next 7 years. Stock up. And the best way for you to stock up is keep the grain in its plant. Don't harvest it, leave it there. So he gave him a solution. Because you're going to have 7 healthy years, but what about the next set of 7 unhealthy years? What are you going to do? Prepare for the first 7, or in the first 7 years, for the following unhealthy 7 years. Then after that, Allah's going to give you 1 year that will make up for the 7 years. فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the rain, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the barakah, and Allah will send the blessing. Will make up for the 7 years that you went through drought and dry. It was dry and drought. Did you understand the dream now? 7 healthy cows eaten by 7 skinny cows, 7 healthy grains being wrapped by 7 unhealthy grains. So it's a 7 years, healthy years, followed by 7 drought years, followed by 1 year that will make up for the 7 drought years. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ عَامٌ فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسِ وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ. And people will start pressing the olives and the grapes, and people will make up for the 7 drought years. That's the last year. 7 by 7 by 1. 15 years. So this man, the one that pours wine for the king, he ran back to the king. And he told him, I went to the right man. And he explained everything. That's what's going to happen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the king was very impressed. Not only that, he listened, but he knew, you know what? This man knows what he's talking about. You know, some people come and talk, and even they sound good, but you know, these people don't know what they're talking about. No. This time, the king felt, this is not only an interpretation, but it's also a genuine interpretation. So he was very comfortable with it. And then the king started to ask about, who's this man? So that man, his slave, the one that's pouring wine for him, started to say, it's Yusuf. This man Yusuf is 1, 2, 3, 4, and he's good, and he's respectful, and he's honest. And I lived with him in the same cell, and he's very dignified person, very respectful person, very well mannered, very good, very honest, very trustworthy. So the king is listening. These are the type of people that you want to bring close to you. You don't want to be surrounded always by disrespectful people or dishonest people, which is unfortunately a lot of the times people in the hierarchies, they fall into that. Not all, of course. So the king's asking about Yusuf, and his slave is saying all the best things and all the best of attributes about Yusuf alayhi salam. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ اُتُونُ بِهِ. If that's the case, take him out of the prison. I want him next to me. I don't want this person to be incarcerated. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ قَالَ ارْجِعْ إِلَى رَبِّكَ فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيهُنَّ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَر. Now you're going to be fascinated. Now you're going to be amazed. Imagine you've been incarcerated and locked up for years. Some narrations say up to 15 years. Where Yusuf alayhi salam is innocently locked up. Not because he did something. Innocently, and he knows he was innocent. He never tried to seduce anyone or lay a hand on anyone. He was locked up innocently. 14 years, 15 years, whatever number of years he was locked up for. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the king sends one of his main people, his messenger, to go to Yusuf, take him out of prison to bring him to the king. So the moment this messenger, the moment this soldier or this worker or slave, whoever it is, Allah Azza wa uses the name the Rasul, who's on behalf, the person who's on behalf of the king, went to speak to Yusuf, take him out of the prison after the king was impressed by his interpretation. Yusuf said, I'm not coming out of prison. This is your golden opportunity for you to come out of prison. I'm not coming out of prison until I prove myself I was innocent. Even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, may Allah have mercy upon Yusuf. If I was in his position, I would have straight away came out of prison. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ قَالَ ارْجِعْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَ أَدِيَهُنَّ. When the messenger or the officer on behalf of the king went to take Yusuf alayhi salam out of the prison, Yusuf said, I'm not coming out of prison until I prove my innocence. Go back and get the king to ask the women who locked me up, why did they cut there and peel off their skin? Go and ask them, who's innocent? Whose fault is it? Inna Rabbi bikaydihinna alim. Because you know what happened at the end? They said, if you're not going to accept what we're offering you, what were they offering them? They were offering Yusuf alayhi salam. They were seducing Yusuf alayhi salam to do the haram, to commit the haram, to fall in the haram, to indulge in the haram. And he said, A'udhu billah, this haram, I don't care what it is. Satan said, if you're not going to do with us what our husbands do with us, we're going to lock you up. He said, I'd rather be locked up. So they locked him up. But before he got locked up, what did they do? They said, this man who was harassing us, this man tried to seduce us, this man tried to rape us, and that's why we're locking him up. So Yusuf alayhi salam, the perception out there about Yusuf alayhi salam, that he's a rapist. He's someone that's going around trying to seduce women. And which women? The wife of his master, the wife of other hierarchy people. That's the reputation that Yusuf alayhi salam had. So Yusuf said, I'm not coming out of this prison until the king goes and investigates my case and sees and hears who's the innocent one. And that's exactly what the king did. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ إِذْ رَاوَدْتُنَّ يُوسُفَ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. So the king gathered the women. All those women that accused Yusuf alayhi salam of sexually harassing them, he gathered them. He said, what's your issue with Yusuf? What's this thing about Yusuf trying to seduce you all? What's this thing about Yusuf trying to sexually harass you? At that moment, you know, sometimes when the event is still fresh, people are very tense. Well, it's been years now. About 14 years. They stood in front of the king, 15 years older. Maybe they became remorseful, guilty. A bit of sense came into their mind. When the king gathered them and asked them, tell me the truth about Yusuf 15 years ago. قُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. Honest truth is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all perfectionists to Allah, we have not seen any evil from him. يخرب بيتكم. The man has been locked up for the last 15 years. Hella, now you come back and say, we've never seen any evil on him. قُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. Allah is perfect. Wallahi, we've never seen anything bad from him. قَالَتْ امْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ. Now the head, the master, the manipulator of all those women, the wife of the treasurer, the wife of his master, the one that she was behind his incarceration and lockup. Now she speaks up. She speaks out and she says, قَالَتْ امْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ الْآنَ حَصْحَصَ الْحَقِّ. The wife of the Aziz, the wife of the treasurer, who she is also the wife of the master of Yusuf alayhi salam. She says, now the truth will prevail. Now it's the time for the truth. أَنَا رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. I'm the one that harassed him. وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And indeed he was the honest one. SubhanAllah, after 15 years, locked up and incarcerated because of a false accusation, they just wanted to protect themselves, and because Yusuf alayhi salam was in a vulnerable position, a weak position, and they were in a strong position, they locked him up. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only that he wanted to take him out of the prison, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to take him out of the prison with an honor. Allah speak. Can you imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the one that left the prison, remember Yusuf alayhi salam from the very moment that he walked out of prison, maybe Yusuf would have probably been freed, but still accused. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Yusuf alayhi salam to come out clean. No accusation, no allegation against Yusuf. ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. This is for him to know that from what I've done is wrong. I don't want to betray him anymore. I've done the wrong thing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never guide the traitors. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. Then she says, I don't want to acquit myself. I don't want to make myself to be innocent. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. My lust, my desire is the one that forced me to do what I did with Yusuf. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Except those that Allah has mercy upon them. إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and the most forgiving. So now Yusuf alayhi salam is what? Not only he's coming out of prison, but he's coming out of prison clean. Clear. No allegation. No one can point at him. If he came out of prison, people will still say, but you know, this guy has a track record. He's got a black dot on him. But now Yusuf alayhi salam, prophet, messenger of Allah, he needs to come out clean. No allegation or accusation against Yusuf alayhi salam. So he comes out of prison, Yusuf alayhi salam, without any accusation or allegation. Innocently. And who's impressed by him? The king. The king has never come across an honorable, respectful, trustworthy, wise, smart man like Yusuf alayhi salam. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ. Bring him to me right now. That's it. He's got what he wanted? No, I want him. He's got what he wanted. I want him. أَسْتَخْلِصُ لِنَفْسِي. I want him for myself. I've never come across someone so honorable, so respectful, so dignified, so wise and smart, so righteous and pious like this man. I want it for myself. Obviously, he's a king. He's looking for the best of people around him. فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ قَالَ إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ. When the king took him out of the prison, and not only that he came out of prison, he's been free, with no allegations against him, clean record, he brought him to him and he said, as from today, you are safe. This is the king saying to Yusuf alayhi salam, as from today, I will establish you on earth and you are safe. قَالَ جَعَلْنِي عَلَى خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ إِنِّي حَفِيظٌ عَلِيمٌ. So what did Yusuf say? If that's the case, make me your treasurer. Why did he choose the treasury? For a number of reasons. Because Yusuf alayhi salam lived in the household of the treasurer and he saw misuse of money, mishandling of money by the treasurer. So he wanted to make sure that things are handled right. Secondly, Yusuf alayhi salam had interpreted the dream. What's going to happen to that dream? It's all about stocking up things. You need a good treasurer. That's part of the treasury. So Yusuf said, اجعلني على خزائن. Make me your treasurer. Appoint me your treasurer. إني حفيظ عليم. Not only that I'm trustworthy, I'm also knowledgeable about it. I lived in the treasurer's house. Hafiz, honest, alim, I know everything about the treasury. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he say? A few moments before that, where was Yusuf alayhi salam? Where was he? In the prison, in the dungeon. وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسَفِ يَتَبَوَّأُ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَا حَيْثِ يَشَاءُ. Now we've established Yusuf alayhi salam and elevated him on earth for him to have the power and the control. Go wherever he wants. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is what we give to the righteous people. SubhanAllah, from the dungeon to what? The king said to Yusuf, by Allah, the only thing that I have in this kingdom is this chair, and you've got the rest. Yusuf alayhi salam was running the affair. He was running the affairs of the most powerful country back then, Egypt. Yusuf alayhi salam was the dominant ruler of Egypt. From where? From the dungeon. Before the dungeon, in the well. Before the well, he was bullied by his own brothers. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him, and then what? Made him to be the most powerful man in Egypt. The king told him, the only thing I've got in this kingdom is this chair. The rest is for you. Yusuf alayhi salam was running the entire affairs of Egypt. From A to Z. وَكَذَلِكَ وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we'll never ever allow to lose the rewards of the good people. وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. What Allah had prepared for the righteous people in the hereafter is by far a lot more greater than what Allah had given you in this dunya. SubhanAllah, amazing. It's not always what you see and perceive. Allah plans and prepares in a way that you don't know, you don't see, and you don't even project. What you need to do is connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jalla will give you what you want. And now Yusuf alayhi salam, from the dungeon to the kingdom. From a prisoner inmate to the treasurer. Who's the one that planned all this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla. So what happens after this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make Yusuf alayhi salam and the people of Egypt go through those 7 healthy years. For the 7 unhealthy years to go past, and that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reunite Yusuf alayhi salam with his brothers. More on this next week. So inshaAllah we'll continue and finish off the story of Yusuf alayhi salam next Thursday, bi-ibnillahi ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make you from amongst those who listen here, act upon the listening. Subhanakum hamdik nashadu wa la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Some dreams to be up in Jannah. It pies person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.